Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Tuesday around 2:30 in the afternoon on the East Coast, and we got a short but sweet one for you today. Coming off a 4-0 day yesterday for the listeners, we are going to try to continue that and speed through with our gravy train here. I got my main man, Devin Ellington, alongside with me. Devin, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
Doing well. Looking forward to some Tuesday night football.
Yep. Yeah.
The brooms were a sweeping, that's for sure.
Yep, absolutely. And before we get started with today's game, just want to remind everybody this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com with their new lawnmower 3.0 with their water-resistant technology. Go over to Manscaped.com today, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20 to get 20% off and free shipping. I love mine. Devin, I know you love yours. So go over there today. HOOPBALL20 is the promo code. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, let's kick it off with some baseball like yesterday. We got the same games going on today, and I'd love for you to make heads or tails for it for me. And that's the Tampa Bay Rays rolling out Ryan Yarbrough, the lefty, against the Houston Astros and Jose Urquidy. -110 to both sides, over under 8.5, shaded to the over -120. Any thoughts for you on this game today?
Yeah, first of all, I like the pitching matchup. It's going to be interesting to see how they come out for the first three or four innings and, you know, pitch around each other. I was trying to find a team total that I liked, and I'm really not seeing one that sticks out for me. Maybe the Rays over 4.5 at even money. I think that's a nice little sprinkle if you want to get involved that way. So far, the market's looking at 54% bet percentage on Houston, 66% of the money's on Houston. This is another one of those weird spots. Yeah, I was wrong with the Astros yesterday. You were right, obviously. And, I want to try to shrink it down and maybe do a first five bet. And look at over 2.5 runs for Tampa Bay in the first five. I think their offense is just really clicking, and they're just getting the hits and the base runners that they need when they need them.
Now, does the Houston Astros, did they get a downgrade or an upgrade with a lefty on the mound for the Rays today?
In general, it's going to be a pretty good upgrade. And right now, Altuve, one of the guys that wasn't hitting lefties like he normally does for his career in this early season and part of the playoffs, he's up to 714 against lefties right now. And then you got Kyle Tucker, who's always really good against lefties. And then Michael Brantley, obviously. So, I mean, you got 3.5, 4 guys. I just think that the discipline of the Rays bats serves a little bit more value in this matchup.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was saying yesterday. I mean, I really like this team a lot. They have a lot of discipline at the plate. They get runners in scoring position. It seems like the most in baseball in the most efficient ways. So I'm going to look at the Rays again here today and maybe a team total. We'll see. That's actually the night game. The early game today is the Atlanta Braves pitching Ian Anderson against the Los Angeles Dodgers and Tony Gonsolin. And Kershaw was supposed to start game two here, gets scratched because of a back spasm problem. And now you have this Tony Gonsolin guy coming in for the Dodgers who, you know, is going to be facing this Atlanta team, this lineup with a lot of hot bats, a lot of clutch sluggers in the lineup. But on the other side of it, you have Ian Anderson. I believe he is a rookie. Is that mistake? Am I not mistaken there?
Yeah, you're correct. And
rookie Ian Anderson going up against the Los Angeles Dodgers and their powerhouse of a lineup. You know, last night I said I like the Braves, you know, mostly because of the downgrade, the slight downgrade they get with the left-handed pitching on the mound with Max Fried. He pitched a phenomenal game, as usual. But now we get a righty and Ian Anderson here, Braves plus 125. I saw the Dodgers kind of floating anywhere between minus 120, minus 140. I'm not really sure what you're seeing on your end, but I'm looking in a couple of different spots and it's kind of just floating around here. I lean to the Dodgers here to even up the series. I do lean over the 8.5. And the only reason is Ian Anderson, rookie, not a lot of experience here. He's going to be facing a very tough Dodger lineup. And the Braves, on the other hand, they can definitely get after Gonsolin. But I think with this pitching matchup here, I'm going to be looking at the Dodgers tonight. What about you?
So for Ian Anderson specifically, I think I like this kid a little bit more than you do. He's a really powerful righty. His postseason starts have been pretty top-notch. Low whip, and he's also a pretty decent ground ball pitcher. It's just a matter of if he gets his stuff going. If he can get his stuff going and get, you know, control over, because he's got a very big arsenal. I think he has about 5 or 6 pitches. If he can get 4 of his pitches locked in, he's pretty much unhittable. He's 2-0 in the postseason. He still hasn't given up a run. So I'm looking at the Braves' first 5, money line and pick. They're anywhere from minus 120 to minus 130 on the run line. And then if you just want to go ahead and take them on the money line at plus 110 or, you know, even money, I think that's also very smart. But ultimately, obviously, the Dodgers have way more talent, way more superstardom. And, you know, they've been there, done that. And they're trying to prove a point after feeling robbed of that World Series title. So especially since the Lakers won, I don't think they're deaf to that news.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was definitely on the Dodgers before the Kershaw news happened. Now I'm wavering back and forth, you know what I mean? I know I said I like the Dodgers here to even it up, but, you know, I definitely am scared of Gonsolin going up against this Braves lineup. So I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to be playing here. Obviously, stay tuned on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming as well. You can go ahead and see all of our official plays. We released them before, free of charge, obviously, for the listeners. But obviously, because you're listening, you're going to get some inside information onto what, you know, what the reasons are exactly. That really does it for the baseball, Devin. Unless you have anything else to say, we can move on to football.
No, I think we covered it pretty well there.
Okay, perfect. Man, this is an interesting one. We got a Tuesday night football game, and that's going to be going on between the Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans. Buffalo, right now, I've seen the line move anywhere from -3 to -4, anywhere in that range, Buffalo in that favor. I've already played the Buffalo Bills at -3, -115. That is the side I like. I think this Tennessee team has had a too much time to you know, they're going to be really rusty. You know, that's really what it's going to come down to tonight. This Bills team is rolling. I think they're one of the top teams in the league right now. And especially with Tennessee dealing with all these COVID problems, they're going to have Corey Davis missing this game. I believe one other superstar. I can't remember exactly who at the moment. He's also on the COVID IR list. And, you know, this Tennessee team hasn't played a game in a long time, and they haven't practiced in a while. So you got to think they're going to be rusty here. I like the Bills here to win the game, and I already laid the 3. It's up to -4, even money right now. And the over-under 50. 50-
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
No strong opinion there. What about you for this Buffalo Bills Josh Allen team against Ryan Tannehill and the Titans tonight?
Well, I think they've been practicing more than you would think because they're actually being investigated. That's where a lot of the cases are coming from. Joking aside, Buffalo, obviously the better team. If they can get Tre'Davious White tonight, that would be huge. I think he was nursing a back injury. Just some matchup, you know, stats, you know, just to throw some numbers out there. Obviously, points per game going to be a little skewed because Tennessee's schedule's been shifted. But, I mean, Buffalo's they're allowing a decent amount of points, 25 per game, not like what we're used to. They were about 17 to 15 points per game last year. And then if Buffalo can get the ball going on the ground, I think that's going to be huge. Opponents' rush play percentage is 44.10% of the time against the Tennessee Titans. So a little lighter, but a good uptick of rush play opportunity in Devin Singletary for the Bills. So I look for obviously the Bills to win. And then let's go ahead and take the over just because the rust on defense, maybe some of the injuries for both secondaries is going to, you know, hurt them.
I'd also look at a Buffalo Bills team total in the game. That could be pretty interesting. I think their team total right now is 26.5, 27.5, depending where you're shopping right now. I kind of like that as well. I will throw out one or two games looking ahead to Sunday here. Just, I know everyone likes to hear the early picks and the early lines. I've done a little bit of digging, got my nose dirty just a tiny bit. The couple games stick out to me, and that's the Washington football team plus 3 minus 115 right now against the New York Giants. That's kind of where I'm looking. I don't think this Washington football team is as bad as everyone thinks. And I think this Giants team obviously put up a lot of points on Dallas, but they have a horrible defense, Dallas does. And, you know, I'm looking at the plus 3 right now with the Washington football team. Second, the last game here I want to talk about on Sunday looking ahead is the Cincinnati Bengals plus the 8 minus 115 against the Indianapolis Colts. Listen, the Bengals did not play well. Joe Burrow did not play well against the Ravens, but they are the Ravens. Tough team, very, very tough team. Super Bowl contenders for sure. Solid defense and a pretty efficient offense there in Baltimore. But you're going into Indianapolis taking on a Phillip Rivers-led Indianapolis Colts team. Listen, this Colts defense is pretty for real, but I think Joe Burrow can get after it, move around the pocket. He'll be able to find guys. And, you know, with Phillip Rivers, I'm not going to lay 8 with Phillip Rivers here. I'd rather take the points. I'll take the plus 8 with the Bengals all day long. Any thoughts for you coming up on Saturday or Sunday? Maybe throw out a couple early lines you like.
Well, I like everything that you said. Real brief with the NFL. Yeah, 8 is just way too many points for the Colts. They hardly score points. Anyways, the Rams, only 3.5 point favorites on the road against San Francisco, who just got mollywopped by the Dolphins.
I think it's a trick. I think it's actually a more of a fishy line than you think.
Yeah, that's why I was bringing it up. I wanted to make sure to bring up like a hazard, you know, sign. So I'm glad that we were thinking on the same page. So watch out for that one, guys. I didn't really have any talking points on it. That was probably the fish market of the week, I think.
I also like sort of like the Arizona Cardinals minus the 2.5 right now against the Cowboys. Even though Andy Dalton is definitely an efficient and, you know, capable backup here in the league, their defense is so bad. And I think Kyler Murray's going to have a big day.
Just make sure to keep an eye on Vander Esch. He was supposed to play last week. If he, I know it's only one guy, but they're just so much better with him and Jalen Smith right there in tandem together. They cover a lot more ground.
Any college football picks you want to give out before we go?
All right. So right now, a couple games got postponed. Baylor at Oklahoma State, Vandy and Mizzou. Just a couple tidbits to keep your heads up on. And then the game of the week is going to be Wednesday, Ira, and it's going to be a Fun Belt shootout. It's going to be the Chanticleers versus the Raging Cajuns.
I love me some Raging Cajuns, but I like the Chanticleers as well.
Man, this is just going to be a tickle my fancy kind of game. Coastal Carolina, they're going on the road. They're getting 7.5 points, and I'm already jumping on that. It's going to come down to probably 6 would be my guess.
Yeah, the Chanticleer's defense is for real.
For real. And then their quarterback has some really great FBS numbers. I mean, his QBR, his completion percentage, he's top 5 with some of the major quarterback measurements. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, and I don't think the Raging Cajuns are really Raging or Cajun right now. I don't think they're rolling at all. I think they took some of the hot sauce off their sandwich here. And and I think the Chanticleers are at +7 is a good solid backing and potentially a money line victory.
Yeah, so as of 10-8, the Raging Cajuns have 12 players on the injury report. That's a lot. And they played without a lot of guys the last time they played, had a game postponed because of COVID. Keep an eye on that. But Coastal Carolina has 0, so they're fully healthy. They're ready to roll. And then also they have the number one red zone scoring percentage, Coastal Carolina does. ULL, they allow 88.89% of their opponents' red zone trips to end in scores. And then they have an above average run defense. We talked about the Chanticleer's defense. Their sack percentage is 9.2%. So almost 10% of the time they sack the quarterback. That's best for 14th in the country. And then briefly, I know I got long-winded about that Fun Belt game, but I'm passionate about it. Friday night, SMU and Tulane. I told myself I was not playing another underbet in Tulane games. And I think it's going to start here, but I'm also going to back the side of the Green Wave. SMU just lost 2 of their main offensive starters for the year, and they lost their starting running back, McDaniels, and then they lost their stud wide receiver, and I believe it's Richie Robinson III. So look for a heavy dosage of Cameron Carroll, their other running back, for Tulane, because they just control the clock really well, and SMU allows 200 rushing yards per game. And so I'm looking at that. Keep an eye on the quarterback decision for the Green Wave. It could be Keon Howard or it could be Pratt. Pratt has played the last 3 games. Keon Howard's been injured. I hope they keep Pratt in. He's younger and he's a little bit more explosive. So the Wednesday, Friday games are going to be really fun to get the week going.
We got a lot of fun stuff, baseball, football, NFL, college all week long. And then we got NFL coming up, college football and NFL coming up Saturday and Sunday as well. Not obviously
right around the corner, college basketball, man, we're almost like a month out and I haven't even done any basketball conference previews. I haven't written any, there's a lot of stuff and it's all going to be together again because the NBA's off season will be so short too.
Yep. You're going to have a lot of work cut out for you and a really busy man in Devin Ellington. As always, you're a DALE007. I'm at Ira Silver Magic and we are at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Go to manscaped.com, get 20% off from free shipping using the promo code Hoopball20 and go to mybookie.ag, get 100% match on your first deposit using the promo code Hoopball. That's all for us today. Let's get some more winners today. Let's keep this train moving, Devin.
Choo-choo, buddy. Choo-choo.
All right. We will see you mañana.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.